Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series General Information Subject of this audio Objectives of the released materials Chapter 1 Objectives of the materials The Systemic Teaching About Christian Life aims to provide support to knowledge and an in-depth study of the Bible and the Christian life. Subjects in the material of this systemic teaching adopt as a basis the understanding that in the Christian Bible is contained the consolidation of fundamental and formal records of the writings inspired by God for humanity and each person of it. Moreover, the contents of these materials are not intended to add anything to the Bible, nor ever remove anything from it. The aim of these contents is to contribute to the exploration of what was already recorded and passed on to us over thousands of years of history by the one Creator and Lord of heaven and earth. Through a structured sequence learning and integrated manner, the studies of this systemic teaching seek to address a significant portion of several essential themes about life among such vast contents displayed in the Bible. Therefore, the subjects are presented in a grouped, collocated, organized, and systematized manner with the objective to serve as an aid to knowledge and understanding of each of them without losing sight of the central aspects of Christian life. Ecclesiastes 12:11. The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails, given by one shepherd. Related words put together, as told in the biblical text above, serve as goads and nails for fixing supports and help for the life of people that hear and receive them. Thus, one objective of these materials is to study and seek a broader understanding of the truths handed down to us by the unique Pastor and God, the Creator of heaven and earth. There are countless principles of the truth, guidelines, and reports of facts contained in the pages of the Christian Bible. However, one significant challenge with these contents is the issue that they are spread over the writings and their narratives in the form of stories, poems, and teachings, which were being built along with the progression of individuals and generations. On the other hand, in spite of the extension of the Christian Bible records, our generation is highly privileged for receiving them in a compendium compiled over the years and centuries, as well as for receiving so many resources and technologies that help to store and explore all this information by retrieving them so quickly through several modern query tools. Today, more than at any previous time, it is possible to group, summarize, or expand subjects in books, videos, audios, magazines, and other various means of presentation and disclosure. Therefore, the aim of structuring the teaching in a systemic form is to provide a set of materials through which it is possible to present various topics of the Christian life, and various matters of the Christian Bible, so that each one of them also complements the others. The increasing presentation of these contents aims to be in such an order that allows the interested readers or students to see the various subjects in a more unified or complementary way. A person may have already received several good concepts on the Christian life, but when they remain isolated, one may encounter difficulty applying them in a sequence or integrated way. Therefore, unlike the presentation in a disconnected literature, this set of supplemental materials is intended to facilitate more structured access to the various subjects. Through actual access to the materials of the systemic teaching about Christian life, the reader may see and observe more details on these objectives and reach a confirmation about the great benefits of grouping such bright and essential themes in a systemic manner. Chapter 2. Careful Reading Under a Personal Relationship with God. We would still like to suggest that the reading and studying of the materials of the systemic teaching about Christian life also should always be accompanied by prudence and proper investigation, believing that this is a very healthy habit to be practiced toward any material presented to a person. The act of acceptance, rejection, or retaining what is good, is a personal and individual attribute given to those who receive the wisdom from God and which should be exercised or used by them toward all that comes into their hands. Proverbs 8, 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge and discretion. Moreover, yet another important consideration to be noted is that, ultimately, we understand that only God can guide and mentor persons individually on all the personal application of His Word. Therefore, that is the reason why we emphasize the suggestion that every reader of the materials of the systemic teaching about Christian life should always read or study them together with the search for God's direction to one's personal life. Acts 17, 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Proverbs 16, 1-3. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. One of the hallmarks of a person grounded in the Christian faith is the ability to discern that one can exercise by the personal and direct relationship with God. 1 Corinthians 2, 15. But he who is spiritual judges, discerns, all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. The Christian Bible informs us that the Lord Jesus Christ is forever alive and present in the world through His Holy Spirit, who was sent to us to guide us to or in the truth and to help us in the discernment of all things in which it is necessary. Consequently, in all the material exposed through the systemic teaching about Christian life, we aim to bring forth studies and commentaries with the expectation that they might serve for edifying and that are trustworthy, but we also recognize that we are all growing and learning every day about the Christian life, an aspect that can lead us also to revisions and adjustments of what was exposed. Therefore, once again, we emphasize that the goal of the materials in reference is to contribute with the readers in their quest for more knowledge about God and the Christian life, but we also want to remind that God is able and willing to speak directly to each person, instructing personally every Christian on the personal applications of a principle, theme, or concept. God can give personal guidance to each believer on what, how, and when to apply something in his or her life, and even to warn of what he does not want to be adopted by a person that believes in him. The Lord in his written words declares. Psalms 32, 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, I will guide you with my eye. One of the pillars of the Christian life is the good news for human beings that the Lord Jesus Christ came in the flesh to earth, suffered and died on the cross for each person, but who also was resurrected from the dead by God, for the purpose that, through Christ, everyone could be reconciled to God and enjoy a restored personal relationship with the everlasting Creator. That is why the subjects presented in the systemic teaching about Christian life, in no way, have the objective to compete with the direct communion of an individual with God, but they rather aim to serve as an incentive and instruction so that each person might be encouraged to use the already available benefit of the reconciliation with God, restored by Jesus Christ, as well as to seek the constant fellowship with the Lord. Chapter 3. Special Invitation. Finally, we still would like to record, in these previous considerations, the invitation to access and explore the various materials associated with this systemic teaching about Christian life. We reaffirm, once more, that the subjects in reference have been prepared with a profound desire that they might serve as useful tools and blessings from God for all those that will make use of them to know more about the greatness of the Christian life. Ronald Gortz and Irmlin Gortz, servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. www.zoominchristianlife.org. Final greetings. Psalms 146, 10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14, 7. Worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.